We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. Powered by the Buzz CRM, we get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works. You're ready for something steady, something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. So we now have the 2025 edition of the Buzz CRM, built with you in mind, more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. It's a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows. Again, when you want to go and reach out to customers, call, text, email, all of it, social, you have a CRM now that sees your worth, gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again, because you deserve a lifeline with all after all those outdated platforms, and a system that keeps up with all your goals and grows with your success. It's such a low barrier to entry. Get rid of the outdated subscriptions. Get rid of the software or service platforms that you use that are just, you're just adding more work to unnecessary work you need to. And the redundancy is relentless. So go ahead and get rid of it right now. TheBuzzCRM.com, TheBuzzCRM.com. Go sign up right now. Such a low barrier to entry. Go ahead and sign up today and tell them you heard about it on Grassroots Marketing. Now, my guest here on the program, we're going to go ahead and talk about company that helps the cannabis brands compete on a more professional level. That is Canna Planters. I'm here with the CEO of Canna Planters, Will Reed. Will, thanks for being on.
Roscoe, thanks for having me. I got to say that ad read was impressive, man. You're good at what you do, dude.
We do these scripts and all. It's just I know I get a little bit of commission probably off of these plans. So I mean, there is a little more. Oof. There's a reason behind it, a little motivation behind it. What can I say?
I love it, man. I feel like I got to go change my CRM.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where if you want to do it, I mean, we can set you up with a plan. We can set you up with the introduction to it. But either way, we'll go ahead and move real quickly to that. So Canna Planters, I want to get people directed and understanding what you do there.
Yeah.
First of all, you've spoken about applying lessons from your time at Apple. And I want you to go in real quickly. It's one of those things where I don't like to ask the background question much. But when you do, it's like, it's something interesting about the part where you came from Apple and you moved into the cannabis space. Talk to me about where that transition came in. Where exactly did you come in from Apple? And from that point, you decided to go ahead and bring yourself into the executive suite into a cannabis company, your own. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. So I'll give you the TLDR of it all, which is there was the economic collapse of 2008. Okay. Right. And I was working in the music industry at the time, and I was working for a few different companies. They, within literally about a month of the beginning of the economic collapse, like around 2007, they were all gone. So my, at that point, career, listeners can't see, I just did an air quote. Air quotes career in the music industry was, you know, kaput really quickly. So I had to get a job, right? And Apple at that point, this is just after the, you know, I think iPhone, the first iPhone had just come out then. So this is at that time. And the Apple stores were popping off and they were everywhere. I was living in New York City. I actually had to move home. Like the economic collapse forced me to move home, right? I left my girlfriend in New York City. I left my life in New York City, and I moved back to Providence, Rhode Island. And I had to go to the parents' basement, right? But I got a job in retail, and it was at the Apple store, and I quickly figured out my footing in there, and how I could best apply my skills. I'd never really been a salesperson before. And I had always kind of like equated that to something, I don't know, icky maybe. I don't know. I just never really did it. And this was my first time in a actual, person to person, right on the retail floor, sales experience. It was amazing.
Now,
I
also, we got to
quickly,
make a point that when you were doing that, this is just right before we're getting into the technology changes that Apple's already doing when it comes to their iPods and to their iPhones. Were
Totally.
you around within the company to that point where the iPhone was already coming out to market?
Yes, my first few months of working at Apple was the release of the first iPad, and this was actually pretty monumental to me becoming my future self. So back then, right, this is again like 2008-ish. Like back then, I don't know how it is now, but like the customer experience, we would have an unboxing for the customer. And this was crazy because there was a line out the door to buy these iPads. But with every interaction, we slowed it down and we introduced the customer. We'd actually unbox it with them. We would help them set it up. And it was just this like personal experience that I thrived in. Like I created so many lasting sales relationships just by being myself and having a good time helping these people set it up. But what was equally as impactful was just like that was the modus operandi of how Apple corporate wanted their sales experience to be. They weren't trying to, they knew they were going to sell out of this iPad, right? But what was most important to them was that, their retail staff take their customers on this experience, this retail journey, this, introducing them to this new device. It was brand new device at that time. So no one knew anything about it. It was amazing. And Steve Jobs was still alive, and he was using words like magical and things like that. And it really was. It was a heady time at Apple for sure. So I
Well,
quickly became,
let's go ahead and scroll a little bit forward. So now, this personal customer service, the initiative that you had for yourself, and then understanding from that point, because well, you're coming to Canna Planters is from the area of marketing. So when it comes to SEO, when it comes to design and development, that's really your bread and butter. Now, take me
How
through
did I get
the.
there?
I just want to get to the point where. When that became part of the service you wanted to give, aside from the retail experience, when people were getting set up, they wanted to go and do something for their own business. Take me to where you started realizing, okay, I want to do something with SEO, email, design. Take me to where you got to that level.
Sure. There's a small chapter in between Apple and Canna Planters and me deciding to do Canna Planters. And that was, so I started Apple in Boston. It was an opportunity. I used it as an opportunity to get back to New York City. And I worked in a lot of the stores there. I became part of the business development team. We would just, work with businesses to outfit them with Apple products. That was a super fun time because that allowed me to take what I had learned on the floor, on the personal level, on the consumer level, and apply that to a way bigger, way bigger price tag for a lot more products for businesses. So that's where I kind of honed
But
in on
now,
my
how did you
chops.
transition into mainstream tech?
Well, so I quit Apple, right? I moved to Vermont and quit Apple. I stayed in New York for a while, and then I decided to leave my fiance. Then we moved to Vermont, and I started working. I used my Apple sales experience and parlayed that into a web sales job. It's, Burlington, Vermont. It's a city, but it's pretty rural, right? So the job opportunities, I was applying to
What
everything,
was it
anything
that you did?
sales.
But you went on your own to do this, correct?
So I started at this marketing firm though, right? And it was essentially learning how to sell SEO and websites and all those things, right? And I worked there for a couple years. And at this time, Colorado had legalized. And, Vermont was probably pretty close to legalization. So I wanted to take those skills that I'd learned in that new job, web sales, SEO sales, design even, and apply them to cannabis. And that's what I did. So that's when I
So that's
started
what, 2011
that.
to about 2014, 2015?
Yeah, that's about 2015. I was like, 2015, I
Because
started,
everybody was kind of paying attention to
scratching my
cannabis right
beard.
around 2014, 2015. Because for us at Cannabis Radio, we already started our project in 2014. But initially, I think 2012, 2013, we were already paying attention if Prop 64 was going to pass in California. And then
Right. I
Prop
think
5.
around 2014, I was interested. I knew I was in my late 30s at that time, mid 30s, and I was like, I can't be an employee, right? Like, that's an important part of this. It's like, I don't want to work for somebody anymore. And I
But
took
that's
a
when you
trip out
did.
to
You went to this
Colorado.
marketing firm and then you
Yep.
decided you wanted to go consultant route. So,
Yeah.
what was it that you did right before Canna Planters? The thing I want to know now is
That's.
just what it was you were doing when you decided to go mainstream and then you decided to go into the alternate area, which, listen, always some companies are out there. And I know it's the same thing I have for SEO companies that the SEO, there was always so much in-house SEO that was being brought in by companies and corporations now at this point. So, there's only so much you can make off of SEO now because people just thought, well, we can do it on your own. We don't need to go and outsource as much as we do anymore, which is why there was a change in, just even like what the environment was, the conferences we had for SEO
Right.
in 2007, 2008, 2009, that all went by the wayside 5 years later. I know
Right.
because, one of the networks we run here is WMR.FM. So we got to work in the tech, just to give the background. We have hosted and I've produced and edited programs for like SEO 101, SEO Rockstars. Daily Search Cast, many different shows like that. So we're definitely, I'm entrenched in all that part. And that's the one thing I wanted to get to you in that. But
Yep.
you get now all the way up to this part of the consultancy. And just for ourselves, we were seeing the same thing with WMR. All the content we're doing that was more in the area of tech, it was changing because the environment had changed. Because we already saw the SEO, affiliate marketing, it was not as important as it was because we're starting to see now more machine learning. We're seeing more about, language learning models. We're seeing more about mobile, and people are just not even kind of like they're kind of deferring away from everything else. And so, all that happening, you look at cannabis and you say, well, what was it you were doing right before you got into the Canna Planters plan in 2017?
Yeah, totally. So this is when I'm at this web marketing agency. So I leave Apple.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
And I get a job for a web marketing agency. I'm selling websites to any kind of business, doctors, lawyers, like dentists, summer camps, like whoever comes to me and is looking for a web presence, I'm helping them out. At some point, this drives me crazy because I'm not able to specialize in anything in particular. I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. Like, I know nothing about any of these businesses. There's too many different people like that are, looking for websites for me. At the same time, CBD starts to become a thing in Vermont, and we're slightly ahead of the farm bill and the rest of the country, so this is a little bit ahead of everybody else. And my thought at that time was, and a lot of Vermont farmers were, opting out of haying their fields and feeding, dairy farms, cattle, to planting hemp in their fields. So over the course of like 8 or 9 months or something like that, there was, 10 acres of hemp in Vermont, and then eventually 800 acres of hemp in Vermont, something like that. It was something wild. So there was this opportunity to help these Vermont farmers figure out how to start a business, figure out how to market themselves online. And that's what I did. And to your point about the SEO, I would say that, like, I understand what you're saying, and there is a huge saturation of, I mean, there's just so much content out on the internet. I mean, it's crazy. But therein lies one of the beauties of working in cannabis, which is there isn't a lot of cannabis content. There isn't a lot at this point. There isn't a lot of retailers. There aren't a
Right, there
lot of
was not a lot
CBD
of people that
companies.
really just had an understanding. They were all kind of, and that's the part where I mean, in the same time, we see various marketing PR SEO companies coming into the space and saying, well, they don't know what they're getting themselves into and they don't realize the necessity of it. So now you've come in here, and let's get back to the original point now that you want to help normalize cannabis branding, shedding outdated stereotypes, because that's one thing we have a constant problem with right now. People want to still use green and yellow. They want to go and still use something about being stoned and all these stereotypes we have. It's enough. So I want to just get your take about when you reach out to these companies,
Preach, Brasco,
what
preach.
are you doing right now to deter these people and detour them off the same tired trope that we always hear from?
Yeah, these are great questions. So when I took that original like due diligence trip out to Colorado, that's exactly what I noticed. I noticed the prevalence of the Green Cross at that time. The Green Cross was everywhere. The pot leaf, the tacky naming conventions, like all of those things. Like, so I just come from Apple, and I was used to like this. Retail experience on steroids and sort of being white gloved through a buying experience. And then I went to Colorado, and this is so early, this is way early days, but I went out and went to a number of stores out there again in the early days, and was just like, I felt gross. Like the security experience was nasty. Like again, the product packaging sucked. Like it's not anything you'd want in your home. Like all of those things. It just wasn't professional.
Well,
So
part of it
yeah,
too is that we didn't have the Fortune 500 types that started to infiltrate into the system. Because really around 2016, I would be going to these conferences, and you just tell the difference that the folks that were at top right now, they started realizing what was going to happen. But now part of the thing is that you also have to go through and deal with it at directory marketing or somewhere where who has the purse strings to go ahead and start saying, okay, we need to invest in this. So, at what point did you start seeing the turnaround? As you started Canna Planters, you said, okay, now these people are going to start paying attention. We're going to get them into play. Is there anything you can tell me about any case studies you had right off the bat that showed, okay, this is going to work for me, and I'm going to help these companies understand digital storytelling and creating a lasting impact? Can you tell me anybody right now that you already worked with so far, without even giving names if you don't want to, about who has
Well,
been effectively been used best by Canna Planters?
yeah, so we work with hundreds and hundreds of cannabis companies at this point, but and we have lots of case studies. I'd be willing to share some links with you after this, and if you wanted to post them up. But the fact is like one of the problems that a lot of cannabis companies were running into, again, before there were marketing directors. But when it was a lot of cannabis, like legacy, we'll call them legacy, people who became founders of legitimate cannabis companies, they didn't have the same business acumen as many of the people, as any other industry, as any other CPG, right? Like they, and a lot of them still feel like they're, are just selling weed, right? So this was sort of the Apple ideological kind of Kool-Aid that I was trying to bring to the cannabis space, which is, no, you need to create an experience. Like you're not just selling weed. Like I mean, if you're trying to create a lasting company, maybe even a generational company, that's in your family for a long time, or something that you want to exit and sell to a larger MSO or whatever, like whatever your goals are, like you have to align with your customer in some way. And a part of that is, by caring about the experience from tip to tail, the second that they encounter you through a Google search and find you via good SEO and align with product branding or whatever, whatever your packaging is or whatever your products are, your messaging, like all of these things, the experience that that person has on the website, which then has to convince them to then get in their car and go to a, drive somewhere and go to a store and then engage with human beings. And that experience also has to be awesome. Like all of these things, they, which seem so obvious, weren't so obvious to a lot of businesses. And that was the opportunity that I saw that I helped, specifically from the analog and digital marketing side of it. Those are the skills that I thought I could bring to this space. And the fact, Brasco, is like, all of our clients who are kind of actively engaged in the ecosystem, that means like not only do they have an awesome website and are doing the SEO and are following through with good retention marketing, but also came to us through our creative input, and maybe we did create that brand, and maybe we did create that packaging and some of the their swag, their merch, and some of the aspects of the store experience. Like, that's important, and customers for sure pay attention to it, because then when they go to another store that doesn't think that all through, then they're even more conscious, I would say.
On your LinkedIn page, you mentioned that you were kind of celebrating the fact that it was 10 years ago that you went to Colorado and
Yeah.
you went to those, especially just like you mentioned of, and
Right.
you talked about going to the first hemp fest in Vermont, all these different things.
Yeah.
And you made point on the post that you said that by applying the creative and nerdy things we were always good at, we were already good at, as thought we thought we could, it really help small businesses and do our part to remove stigma. There is still
Yeah.
so much, so far to go and so much work to be done, but we feel more at home in the industry than any place else. We're all so grateful for that. Now, you've worked with quite a few companies. I mean, I see quite a few that are really significant in terms of the companies you already now have in your portfolio that have
Thank
worked
you.
with you. And I want to just take a minute to go and let you direct people to the website, cannaplanners.com, CANNA, planners.com. And talk to the listeners real quickly about when they go look at the website, how they should go ahead and learn about what you could do helping them to market, open dispensaries, and the setup, the launch, getting the SEO right, the email marketing, get the right website set up. Tell
Yeah.
me what you were able to go and do for our listeners and for those aspiring companies, license holders looking ready to go ahead and get their stores up and opened. What should they go and do when they reach out to you?
Wow, I appreciate that, Brosco. I mean, you set that up so nicely. So, yeah. So again, our like ideal customer persona are marketing managers, are still founders and CEOs. It's people who are, responsible for the digital presence and maybe even the physical presence of the brand that they represent, right? So, like, here's a full scale client for us. They'll come to us maybe for a rebrand or full, and maybe it's a new company. And we take them through a very extensive creative process that provides that customer, that client, with the entire sort of creative ecosystem to then apply it to anything. It's your signage, it's your merch, it's your packaging, what, it's here are the tools to then go open up a business and make sure that it sparks some emotional connection with the people that you want to be your customers. And by the way, who are your customers? And that's how we approach the creative, sort of the creative process. It's figuring out who the actual ideal customer persona for our client is, and then giving them an amazing experience, taking them through the creative journey. It's a lot of fun. Our creative director, Josh Cleaver, is a savant. He's unbelievable. He's been, I mean, in 2024 alone, we created 32, I think, cannabis brands. And as a result of that, I mean, if we created 32 cannabis brands, that also means we've created several hundred products as well, and maybe the entire merch line for all 32 of those brands. So it's extensive. It's a lot, right? But then after that, one of the things beyond your packaging or whatever, like, we're applying that to the digital ecosystem too, which is built on our system. It's called Lifted, right? And this is actually a new release for us. We built our first version of it. We called it Page Builder back then, but we built our first version of it and used it to launch websites for 200 or 300 companies, right? And last year, well, 2023, we rebuilt the whole thing and launched it in 2024. And we've launched probably close to 100 cannabis companies, maybe a few more than that. But so anyway, we take this creative
So
vision.
let me
We'll
make sure I get this right. So you have
sure.
created your own web content management system, like your own WordPress. This is like your own personally designed, built in with SEO, built in with e-commerce, built in with it, and you're doing the design, the branding, and the whole template. And you just have, again, creative tech, you have your web team that's able to go and just build out the whole site and build
Totally.
out the branding for the business as well. So inside
Yeah,
the store,
we're doing
in
the
the
entire
storefront
thing.
and the website, you're doing all that for them, building it out.
Absolutely. I mean, we want to execute like the most perfect version at to our standards, which are we feel are very high. To create, again, I keep using these same words, but it's true. It's like to create a customer experience, you have to align with people. You have to like draw them in and keep them there. And that's really what we're doing. So Lifted is, we are a WordPress company. So it's our own version of WordPress. The first version was, we weren't sure what was going to happen. We weren't sure what the application was going to really be. So it was a pretty basic CMS, our own template builder in WordPress. And then we blew that up. And after, again, 200 or 300 web launches, we knew exactly what brands and dispensaries needed. And we built a specific, it's also called Page Builder, but it's a modular system that integrates with anybody's e-commerce. So it's Dutchie or Jane or whoever your e-commerce is, we want to make sure that that's pulling in the right, that that's working. So it integrates with all of the players, Surfside for ads and Alpine IQ, AIQ now for retention marketing. So it's our own version of WordPress built specifically for the cannabis industry.
Fantastic. I noticed one of the companies that you actually have that you have featured on here, Silver Therapeutics, I believe. I know, pretty sure I have had them on the program either. I'm
Yeah, I think
pretty
you
sure I had them
have.
on Grassroots. And yeah, great stuff that you have here. Well set
Yeah.
up and design. And I would just tell people to go to the website itself, cannaplanners.com, and just go to the section called work. Look at the websites. You can go and go directly to websites from there to the whole portal there of. It feels like a couple dozen websites you have available that you're showing right there, showing the branding, showing the packaging, showing the design, showing the setup of the websites, how functional they are, and again, how you integrate them with whichever, seed to sale tracking service, whatever services they use right now to set up for those companies. It's all set up for the online store. And then you integrate that also, taking that same branding, packaging, design, and putting it into the storefront as well, into the dispensary as well. That's a full-fledged service. That's really great. So,
Definitely.
What can you tell me about for companies that want to go ahead and come in? Any bit of qualifiers they should have before they should know that Cano Planters is someplace that they should go and go right now to the website and reach out to you and your team?
Totally. So for active companies, you come to us anytime you want. We're ready to build you an engine that will for sure increase your online presence. As a result, will increase the amount of transactions that your website's processing. We want to increase your visibility. We want to help you sell more weed straight up. So for open dispensaries, if you are having a not so great experience with your web provider, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. For people who are entering the industry, I would say your design, your creative agency fits in the progression of like finding your accountants and lawyers and your real estate brokers and those things. Like as soon as you have some of those kind of logistical parts dialed in and you've got your license, maybe drop my headphone. As soon as you have those logistical pieces taken care of, that's when you should start thinking about what your company is going to be and like who you want to attract as customers. And that's where you'd call us to. So,
All right.
yeah.
Perfect. Again, Will Reed, CEO of Canna Planners. Again, website is cannaplanners.com. Thank you so much for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Roscoe, what a pleasure it was talking to you. Have me back anytime, man. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady, something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.